Satsang with Maitreya, January 4th, 2002.
So this is the Mission of Maitreya. Welcome to our church or Sagar Church or synagogue or masjid or whatever you want to call it. We are here to convey a new revelation from God to all of you. It is the revelation of unification of our religions that prophesied to come at this time. And indeed, it is here, and any time a revelation comes from God, of course, the purification of humanity and each individual also will start, but we can see that the process has already started, and humanity is being purified, and many religions and people are stood up, and of course, against each other, because they don't understand one another, and they cannot go beyond the dogmas, a little understanding of God's plan, and therefore they are opposing one another, and instead of realizing the word of God, they listen to the preachers, the teachers, the tradition, their religious teachings, and that is a great problem on earth that we have now. In this revelation, God clearly reveals that all the religions of the world is been sent by God. There is no religion or understanding or the spiritual, you know, realization that God is not behind them. All of them God has sent to humanity, and therefore they come together as a greater revelation that Mission of Maitreya has revealed to humanity and shows how each of them has been sent separately. But to know and understand God and His plan, the only way you can do that is to understand the whole plan and how each of these revelation and realization come together to reveal a path. And that path, of course, is called the Hidden Holy One path. And therefore, here is a call to everyone to come, to see, to realize, to understand each other, to understand God's plan, and to see how He has sent all these religions and how we can all understand each other in a deeper level and in a sort of opposing one another and being destruction, war, and all the terrible things that we see is happening on earth is resolved. And there is no other way but God's way. It's always been like that. He is the creator of the history. He is the force behind the history. He is the force behind the history for the last 6,000 years. And the only way to understand His plan is to understand the history, how He has guided to this point, and how He will be guided to the future, and how His plan will unfold itself. Therefore, we have to expand our mind, expand ourselves, and forget about little things in life, and not to become too much completely wrapped up in our little egos and understanding, but expand ourselves to the greater degree to see God's way, and God's way is the only way, and that will manifest itself for sure, because according to our teaching, He said He will do many things in history, He will reveal a lot of truth, He will accomplish some truth, and He has. Therefore He exists. He does what He says He will. He will bring His kingdom of heaven or His kingdom on earth. And that's the only way we can bring peace to humanity. There is no other way. Anybody who has any ideas and they think they know the way and they can bring the peace, they will not be able to do that, because God already said how He's going to do it. And this revelation has been prophesied to come, and the revealer has been prophesied to come. And therefore, the credential of this mission is strong, and it's based on the prophecies and the Word of God, and it supports and again confirms the Word of God in the Scriptures. Therefore, it is from God, and it is no doubt about it. It is not from any other energy, but the highest in the universe. And now He has revealed His message and revelation to man, and this is the call to you. If you are an elect, if you are a person who has been meditating and progressing in many lifetimes for the last 12,000 years, and you are almost perfect, and you have nothing else on this earth for you but come and behind his teaching and mission, and help to bring the kingdom. We welcome you to the mission, and we will open our heart to you, and we work with you, and eventually together create the kingdom of heaven on earth. We like to convey this message to you, and you know in your heart what is your call in life. If your call in life is to serve the highest possible, if your call in life is to serve God only, if your call in life is to get rid of your ego and let God come through, then you are in the right place and you are hearing the greatest revelation ever come to humanity. This revelation, of course, has been explained many times, and you, if you go to our website, also it is there. People who are dedicated to this mission read these teachings and this word every day, again and again, and they are here to explain to anybody who is interested to know this path. And of course, I am here every month at the first Saturday, in 10 to 12 months in the standard time, and we would be very happy to answer you any question related to the mission or a spiritual thing that will help you to understand this revelation is from God, and you are welcome here to understand His ways. Never a prophet has been able to do that, to reach whole humanity at the same time, be able to see, hear, and reveal this revelation to them, while anybody, anywhere in the world, with a little connection to the internet, with the old computer, be able to hear us so clearly and understand the teaching and be able to ask questions and say, okay, I'm here, I'm in Poland, I'm in South America, I'm in Asia, and I'm Africa, if still I can ask the question about this revelation and know what God's plan was. Therefore, this is the greatest tool God has created for us, so everybody can hear us, everybody can see us, and of course that will fulfill another prophecy, is that everybody will hear the word of God through this tool that is created for us. Therefore, we are blessed with all these things, and we now can understand the revelation and plan of God in a clearer way. There is no religion on earth that is not sent by God. They are all from God. Those who meditate, they awaken their spiritual forces. Those who follow the teachings that you have to have a direct relation with God and know God in a deeper level within you. Those who teach that the temple of God is your body, therefore you can worship in the body, which is really meditating within. All those are from God, which is Hinduism, Buddhism, all the mystical paths like Kabbalah, mystical Christianity, Sufism, and those who believe that everything has a spirit in them, like the teachings in Africa and South America, and they see God and the spirit in every tree, every grain of sand, and all those things are the mystical teachings that God sent after the flood of Noah to humanity, and eventually those teachings, of course, in becoming a very organized way as the Vedas to man. Therefore, now every Jews, as the Christians, as the Hindus, and the Buddhists realize why in the religion also there is mystical people. Because the Muslims, you know, teach that Muhammad is the prophet and Allah is God, you know, but suddenly in the middle of them, the Sufis come in and they say they love God with all their heart, mind, and spirit, and they make great points about how wonderful He is and how much they are in love with Him and all that. Or Christians, they say, you know, that there are saints that they praise the beauty of Christ, and they say Christ raised in them every day, and they die in Christ, and completely they have mystical experiences with God, and completely have a different kind of the relationship with God. Or Kabbalah in Judaism have the mystical. So the mystical part of every religion is direct relationship with God, to know yourself, to know God. And that is the teaching of all the mystical teaching on earth. Therefore, it's been sent by God. It is the teaching of, original teaching of Noah, and it has gone to humanity as a mystical teaching. So we can see that all the religions like Buddhism, Hinduism are accepted as God's revelation. Now, of course, they believe that if you meditate, eventually you realize God, and you like a drop falling into the ocean. You as a drop, and God as an ocean. You fall into it, and that's it. That's the goal of life. You meditate to come to that point that you dissolve to God, and you no longer are there. Of course, God said that's not the way it should be. The mystical path is meditation, awakening of the spiritual forces, is to come close to me. But my will is for you to go and create communities of life. And of course, that communities of life is taught very clearly in the Old Testament. If you read the Old Testament, God is trying to choose the people. Hebrews are the people that accept God, bring God to the life. God is number one. His love is number one. Bring him to the life and follow his teaching, and therefore create a community is based on God and his law. Therefore, you can see that teaching is clearly given to us in Old Testament. So, the goal of meditation or mystical path is no longer is just go to God alone and become a drop into ocean, but direct that energy you create toward the creation of the comings of life. God is number one. Creation of the comings of life is number one in your life. More and more you let your ego go. Not your will, how you want to create the comings of life, or how you want to act into the comings of life, but what God intended for you to act in the comings of life, and how you can help most to create the comings of life. Therefore, not my will, but His will to be done. Therefore, as the mystic said, less of you, more of God. More of you, less of God. Therefore, let you go away and no longer are there. Suddenly one day you are not there anymore, but God is the only one is there that, you know, reveals itself to the community, to the humanity, and your life becomes much flowing, and you don't fight it, you don't have any mind for it, you don't become upset about it. You just say, God, I let you do through me, and I don't have no expectation, I don't have no talent, I don't have no specific way of looking at myself, I don't have any ego that has the ego attachments to have an image of myself, how I am. Okay, the three kinds of image each person has of themselves. That's what they think who they are, that's the image other people think who they are, and what they exactly are. So there is three conflicting personality each person. The image or the ego relationship we had about who we are. It usually is very not good. We have a good image of ourselves. So it's, or maybe not, it's some people have a bad image of themselves. And other people see us. Of course they look at us with their own glasses. Each of us, if we have ego, we have different color of glasses we are having putting on, right? So somebody sees blue, orange, red, according to glasses. So they see us according to their glasses. So who we are really? Are we the one we think we are we the one the other people think we are? Or there is something else, is the essence which is God? So that is what we should become. We have to become to a point that essence manifests itself in the sense of we are having an image of ourselves or other people. We don't have any image of ourselves because it doesn't matter who we are. What God thinks who we are and how we can manifest our quality, then God becomes more and more in us and we will be left there. But the other things people think who we are, who cares? They can have glasses unless they clean their glasses and they can see our essence. So the three personalities become one. We are trying to change other people to change their glasses. We are trying to change ourselves to become our essence. And eventually in the community, everybody looks at each other. What is the essence of that person? Okay. What is that God, he or she can manifest? So you can see that we have to more and more meditate in the comings of life and become more and more godly and not let those ego or perceptive biases take us away from God's manifestation. And so the comings of life is the second part. part of the eternal divine path. So he said the mystical path was all the religions like Hinduism, Buddhism, and Kabbalah, Christian mystic, Sufis, anything that says know that yourself or see God as everything, that we covered all of them. The comes of light, of course, is in the teaching of the Old Testament. God is trying to find the people who will accept Him as God and be following Him as He explained. Therefore, the second step is to fill your disability. The third step is revealed in Christianity and the New Testament. It is sacrifice, not to be self-centered, to be God-centered, to be able to give up yourself to the community. Community is one in your life. You have to realize that the more you support the community, the more you put into the community, the stronger and more powerful the community will come, and therefore it can enable the community to reach in a greater degree to greater people. Therefore you can bring more people, and more people, of course, are the hand of God. The more people are in God's work, the powerful and more stronger the community and God's work will be. Therefore we have to put community of life in number one at first, as ahead of everything else in our lives. Of course, we put God first, but what is the will of God? The will of God is to carry the coming of light. Why? Because the coming of light is the base of the kingdom of heaven on earth. If you don't have coming of light, you cannot be in the kingdom of heaven on earth. Therefore, that's what we have to always concentrate. The coming of light are the first thing in our lives. As you said, sacrifice is necessary. If everybody in community says, oh, I'm going to be here and take as much as I can out of it, what's the community going to be? It's going to fall apart. The dark, you know, because it's going to be weaker and weaker and eventually hit the dust and, you know, there is no more. Therefore, the third part of our teaching in the eternal that is sacrifice, which is the message of Christianity. Christ went to the cross because He wanted to release the grace. The grace was taken away from humanity at the beginning of the creation when man fell, and then when Christ came and He sacrificed Himself, He released the grace. So what does that mean? Does that mean when we sacrifice, we receive grace in a greater degree? Does it sound like it? Is it easy? Is it easier to receive or give? It is more joyful to give than receive all the time. Actually, if you receive and receive and receive, you don't give after a while, it becomes very out of grace. So you can see God again putting Christ as an example for us that to, instead of creating comes of life, we have to realize that we have to give up ourselves in grace. Therefore, that is the third part of the eternal divine path. And the fourth part of the eternal divine path is not to be attached to the results of our action. It doesn't say don't accept results. You have to accept results. When you do something, you know, it's very naturally you accept results. You always say, okay, I'm going to put all this effort, what is the result? You know, I'm expecting some result. But if the result is not as you expected, don't be attached to it. So that's what it really means. And that's exactly the word Islam comes from, the word of Taslim. And Taslim means to be surrendered and submitted to God. And if you are completely submitted to God, what happens? God is going to come through. You no longer are there anymore. You don't exist. You are not there. The only thing that exists is God. Okay? And that is the real surrender and submission means. To become completely one with God. Is that not the goal of life? To become one with God? And that is the surrender and submission. Absolute surrender and submission to God's will. It doesn't mean you sit there and say, oh, inshallah, everything is going to happen and I'm not going to do anything, I'm not going to do any effort, everything is going to come to me, I'm not going to worry about it. You know, that doesn't mean at all. It means I'm going to put my utmost effort. I'm going to do as much as possible to make my life and my people around me life and the mission life as nice as possible. I'm going to put effort as much as I can. But I'm not going to be attached to results. I expect results because I put effort. But I'm not attached to the results of it. Therefore, the people in the mission actually should be the most efficient people on earth. And the best workers. I like actually to see that people out there, if you say, I'm in the mission of myself, say, yeah, we know you guys, you're good workers. You know, come in. know, even that is going to be a good resume. If you put that position of my church, they say, we hire you right away. You don't have to say anything else. You know, I like to see we become like that. So efficient, so good workers, so wonderful people that we've been either known for very good workers and efficient workers and not lazy at all. We don't teach to be lazy at all. That's why we don't have any chairs that in the mission. Can't sit, have to keep working. So we can see that the fourth part of the greatest son or eternal going path says surrender and submission to God. It means you do the work and you expect the result, but you say, God, the result is yours, I'm not attached to it, and you go to the next project and the next project, make whatever it is, should be done. And greater than, of course, surrendering is submission. It means you always realize God is doing through you the work, no matter where you are, what wonderful project it is. Well, how God does this project best for me? How can I do perfect job? Because God is perfect. If God is perfect, He's going to do a perfect job. Therefore, you let God come through. If God comes through, are you again there? Not anymore. God is doing this through you. And therefore, you do a perfect job. And that is the highest spiritual realization. To realize God is the doer and we are the enjoyer and let the life become a dance and look at it, see what happened, what not happened, doesn't matter. At the end, you know God is doing it in the universe for you and you are a part of it. Therefore, we can see Islam also is a part of our teaching. So far, he unified all the mystical paths, the Old Testament, Judaism, or Hebrews, sacrifice Christianity, or New Testament, and surrendering submission to God, the Islam. With all this progress, you still might concentrate in a very small portion or part of the universe and say, I only help my community, my family, my city, my nation, or even earth. Still you are narrow. You are not seeing God, which is everything. There is no place in the universe God is not. And therefore, the only way you can expand your consciousness and see God clearly is you become a universalist. You say, yes, God created me. I am a drop of Him, and He is everything, and therefore I am a part of this whole thing. I no longer consider myself as a drop and separated the ego and create separation between myself and the rest of the universe. That would expand your consciousness and you do not belong to any nation, any gender, any nationality or culture, or especially if you believe in reincarnation. How can you belong to any place on earth? You have been born in so many different places. You know, who knows, maybe you were born in the previous lifetime as somebody in South America or in Africa or somewhere else, you know? And maybe you will be born again in those places in next lifetime. Are you going to risk it and create a bad situation for them so that you are born there, you're going to be in a bad situation yourself? You see, if you expand your mind, you can't dominate anybody anymore. You cannot. You always have everybody to become equal because it's good for you. If you are born next time, just more equal with you and he has better life and all that. So that's expand your mind and say, I am a universalist. Every person is a struggling being in the universe with me, and we all have to help one another to reach a point that we don't have these, you know, separations and especially if we reach the universe. You know, there's so much resources there that the standard of living of every individual is going to increase, and those who have good standard of living there is not going to decrease at all. We have to expand ourselves, reach to the universe, and bring the unity and greater degree of the standard of living, and God, of course, God first to earth. Right now, absolutely human, forgotten about God and His ways. It is not only one nation, the whole earth is going astray against God's will and way. And we have to bring them back to God's way and bring His laws and His ways to humanity so we can bring the unity and beauty and peace and tranquility that God's vision gives us. And that is the promise of light which that vision can become. So we are having a job in our hand to turn this flood of ungodliness back to godliness. And no wonder sometimes people in the mission feel they can't do it. It's too hard. It is impossible. Of course, we are swimming against the tide. If you want a comfortable life, want to flow with the thing, you have to follow ungodly way that is there and is going to take you absolutely away from God. So we can see that you have a big work to do and we are swimming against tide, and therefore it is not going to be easy, but it is the most wonderful thing God has given us, and you have to be joyful and say yes, you know, especially if you let God do it through you. It's really joy. It's not that much hard thing to do. You know, He's doing it. You are just enjoy it, and you see, it is hard out there, but God is going to do it. Who said He's going to do it? God said He's going to do it. I didn't say I'm going to do it. You didn't say you're going to do it. God said He's going to do it. Therefore, it's not up to us. We have to put our effort on it. It doesn't mean we should sit and say, oh, He's going to do it. We are His channel. We have to put effort, but He is the doer. He's going to do it. And therefore, we have the expansion of the mind or universe. So this is the teaching of Bab and Baha'u'llah. Bab was the prophet, came in and south of Iran, and he created the Babis in Iran, and eventually one of his disciples, Baha'u'llah, brought it to the West. And essence of Baha'u'llah is that all religions are the same, and therefore we have to accept them. Of course, even Baha'i did not include the mystical path. It's just like a chakra. Every religion, if you relate to the chakra, they realize the greater thing. But the only time you realize God in the fullest is the seventh chakra. And that is exactly our teaching is in the seventh revelation. The first revelation is awakening of our spiritual forces, Kundalini. They know about Kundalini. They know about the sleeping serpent. And therefore they say if you awaken the sleeping serpent, that's all you have to do. That's the mystical path. You go a little farther, it's related to the family. The second chapter is what? The sexual energy, family and community and all that. So they say we have to create a community that God is first in it, in the Old Testament. The third one is, no, I have to overcome the lower nature. I have to sacrifice it. I have to crucify it. So Christ comes as crucifixion of Christ, and He overcomes the third chakra, which is related to what is Christ is being offered. Christ was offered the kingdom on earth, didn't he? The devil told him, if you worship me, I'm going to give you all this earth to you with his powers and glory. And he said, no, I don't want it. He overcame the political, the heat, the power craving of human, and he was crucified as a symbol of crucifixion of the lower nature. When you receive the grace, when you overcome the lower nature. As far as you are in the lower nature, do you receive the grace? No, you don't. And of course, Prophet Muhammad comes, he brings the more balance to all the three, four chakras, and he says, we really have to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. We have to bring the balance between all these levels of consciousness. When you overcome the chakra, that is when you start really feeling God in a deeper level. Because then you are in the first three chapters, you are in your lower nature. The only thing you feel is food, eating, having children, or become a politician and have power. The moment you overcome those three, you feel God. You feel for the first time, you say, okay, I'm able to completely surrender something to God. Okay, that's what you see. In Islam, like Islam is the fourth chakra. The fifth chakra, that's when you start seeing God for the first time. That He's everything. He's universe. How can I separate any part of it from any other part? And that's exactly the teaching of the Baha'u'llah, Baha'is, and Babis, that all these things are the same. Of course, they still, they don't see that mystical path is a part of it. And in the sixth chapter of Guru Baba brings it even in greater degree, says, that is when you become a Paramitra. That is when you have overcome all your lower nature, you have come to the sixth chapter. You are in the sixth level, you are chosen. You are in the door. You are close to the seventh chakra and enter the kingdom. That is why we are looking for people that are in the sixth chakra. They have overcome their lower nature. They have come to that point, they are in front of the door. And as if God gives them 1,000 years to become perfect. See, still you are in the front of the door, but you are not completely perfect. So God tells you, okay, you have 1,000 years to perfect yourself to enter the kingdom or the heaven. So we can see that even this religion and revelation that came to humanity is related to different level of consciousness in human. Of course, if the people who awaken their spiritual forces, follow the mystical path, meditate, they concentrate, they chant, they dance, they look at the spirit of time, and eventually awaken the spiritual forces. Those who realize that the kingdom of heaven did not come, it did not create the comings of light. Those who sacrifice for the comings of light and will overcome the lower nature. Those who become surrender and submitted to God and become universalists. Such people are called elect. There are people who have been called elect in every religion, and God said these elect will inherit the earth. These are the salt of the earth. Okay? That is what the work of God makes sense. And that is why he put so much effort and revelation and sent prophets for the elect, for those people who have come and gone through the 71 path to 6th level. Such people, of course, they have to grow. They have to become men and great women. They have to overcome, you know, their attachments and desires, whatever pulled them down to earth. Therefore, God is going to put them in the situation that they have no choice but overcome those attachments and eventually become an elect. And the sixth seal, of course, has come to us through the prophet called the Baba from India, and he brought the concept of Sadhika, or people who are intellectual, at the same time workers, and spiritually advanced, and have the quality of all the classes. Of course, after our teaching came, their name from Sadhika changed to Paravitra. Para means beyond, Vitra means intellect. Really, the elect are beyond intellect. They're not just intellectual, they just don't understand intellectual things, but also they see God behind them. They don't read chemistry and they'll see, okay, you put this chemical into this chemical, you get this. They say, look at God. God created this chemical, then you put the other chemical, you get this chemical that is very useful to use for progress and even. So if they see a hand behind the science. Okay? They just don't see the dry science of this is it. We support scientific things, but the realization that there is a greater spirit behind it. So exactly we have to teach our children to see when they go to school, it's not just dry biology or chemistry or science or math. Even math is such a wonderful thing to see God through. So we can see that with going through first by the step of this and all the path, you become an elect, you become a chosen one, you become a person that now has gone through the first three steps, accepted mystical path, accepted Old Testament, accepted New Testament, accepted Quran, accepted Baha'i teaching, and accepted Baba's teaching, and now they accept the mission very readily. They hear it, they say, yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense. If there is one God, why do we have so many religions? Okay. But it really crushed men. You know, if your eyes are single, your whole body becomes full of light. What does he mean? It means you have to bring two eyes together and single them, or what? And he was talking about the third eye. Okay, because that's the only eye in your body which has one single eye, and when you see that third eye, the whole body becomes light and God comes through. And therefore, without knowing mystical path, no religion even makes sense. Therefore, they understand the mystical path, they understand what Old Testament meant, God is trying to choose a community. They understand the New Testament, without sacrifice or not being self-centered, communism of light is impossible, and Islam is the surrendering and submission. And submission means you and God become one. There is no you left but God left in you. And of course without universalism you will be narrow in your understanding, and therefore when you go through this path you become an elect, a person who God now chooses, or you have chosen to follow God's way. Now you have to realize that there's nothing really left for you as you step in this mission. Do you have any choice to be in this mission? If you have any choice, go follow your choices first. Then you are done with your choices and you reach the point that you say, no, I don't want anything else but to do this mission. Then come back and come here and say, yes, now I'm ready. So it is in that point that you realize there's no choice for you but doing this mission and become one. And of course, there are supposed to be 144,000 of elect on earth, and millions and of also great souls. So that is what you're calling to come and see and realize and take the challenge, and eventually His kingdom come by creation of forms of life, by education, by reaching out. Of course, we reach the point that humanity will go through this terrible period that is coming to them, and after they reach a point, they realize their way is not going to work. Those who dominate will be dominated. Look at history. How many nations dominated other nations? Where are they? Are they all now dominated now with other nations? Those who win the battle, they lose the war. This is the basic truth of the universe that humanity has to realize and understand, that in the long run, everybody is going to lose the way of human. The way of God is the creation of the comes of life, and that will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And that is why we're working, that is what we're calling for the elect, for those who have come through this path and have been meditating and awakening the spiritual forces to this point. And we will work together to create a system, to create an organization, to create an outreach of the mission in a greater degree. And of course, we haven't even started yet to outreach to the mission. Okay. The more we have people that they are absolutely dedicated and work very hard for the mission, the more resources the mission will have, the more ability. I'm not that type. If we don't do anything in this lifetime, I think I have done a very good job with the limited resources God gave me to reach to as many human as possible. But of course, I'm looking forward to reach in a greater degree, if possible. If it's not, fine, it's okay, you know. We are just doing fine, but if it's possible, we will reach to in a greater degree. And that is the mission of my career. That is the teaching of the mission. This is a revelation that has been prophesied to come. If you go to the chapter 5 in the Revelation, it clearly says, this is a book sealed with the seven seals. It means this book cannot be opened unless those seven seals are broken. And those seven seals were broken one by one. The first seal was mystical time. It was broken by Noah and eventually came as the mystical teaching. The second seal was broken by teaching of Old Testament, the covenant of life, in order to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. The third seal was broken by Christ. He brought the teaching of Christianity and sacrifice. The fourth seal was broken by Prophet Muhammad. He was Muslim or Islam. That was the surrendering of submission to God. The fifth was broken by Bab, which was the universalism. And the sixth one was broken by Baba, which was another Marga or the concept of Sadhikra and cyclical movements in human history. And of course, the seventh is the one who breaks all of them, opens the book sealed with the seven seals. So this book, this revelation, this teaching is prophesied in the scriptures to come. Of course, God never sends a prophet without revealing the prophecy about him. And as we see, and people brought this to us as the prophecy, you know, there is no prophet ever fulfilled as many prophecy as we have found that mission has, you know, fulfilled. Therefore, we can see and be assured that God has chosen this vessel to bring this revelation to humanity, and all the signs points to the truth that we are revealing to humanity. And we have no choice but to reveal this revelation to man and work hard and continue repeating ourselves again and again and try to work with everybody to realize there is no other way but this way. And we have to all come together. The sooner we come together, the sooner we understand it, the sooner we create the common supply, the sooner the kingdom will come. So everything points to the wonderful work of God. So the seventh seal is open. Everything is finished before the chapter 5 in Revelation, in God's plan. We are now in the past that point after opening up the book, opening the seven seals. So those who really want to be forward-looking people, they have to look in the mission. They have to look what God said after that. What's going to happen after the seal was opened? After the seal is open, of course, God clearly says what happened. What happened? After the seal is open, the Babylon the Great will fall. The devil, the whole concept of ego and the worldly powers and worldly things will fall. Okay. So that's what we're looking forward now. We're in the point that we are looking for how next plan of God will unfold itself. And it's unfolding right in front of our eyes. Okay. Is earth in a better way? Are you better off now than 5 years ago? What was that famous thing? Are you better off than 5 years ago? You're not. Are you better off than 50 years ago? No. You see? We can see that it is coming to the fruition. It is coming to that point. And we have to look to see that is where it goes. And it will happen. So as you said, God said anything before that He's going to do, and He did. If you are teaching, He clearly done it. He clearly said He's going to do those things. He has done it. Therefore, should we be worried about our little lives or our things that is related to us, or be worried about the plan of God? How we can be dedicated to the plan of God from this point on, or how are we dedicated to our plan of our little lives? So we can see clearly that we have now to work for the next phase in the plan of God, which is coming of His kingdom, and work very hard. Understand the eternal divine path. Follow it step by step. Purify ourselves. You know, become one. In front of the people or behind them. Absolute is the same thing. Be truthful to ourselves. See, we have to become a personality that always is the same, no matter where we are. That purification is to become so truthful to ourselves that we will not be able to manifest any impurity at all. We will be able to be one face people, not two faces, not three or four. That is another purification. So look at ourselves and purify ourselves to be so truthful that we are not afraid of anything in the world to come and investigate us or look at us or anything in earth. So we can see that it is a great challenge of purification individually and collectively and universally. And therefore we can see the process has started. This revelation is on earth. All the prophets are fulfilled. The book is open and the plan of God is folding itself in a greater degree. And are we going to be in it or not? That is everybody's decision. This is our teaching. This is our vision. This is our revelation. This is our calling to you, to every person, to come and join. Now up to you, how you take it and how you will receive it. Our work is done. Now we open the floor. If you have any question, just raise your hand and we ask you to come to the microphone and ask the question related to the mission, whatever spiritual question you might have that he can answer and help you in this way. Go ahead, Brad.
Yes. Hello. I'm thanking for your teaching. On the newsletter, where it talked about that in the declaration that you have not been in this station for 2,500 years, and I was wondering what was meant by that and what that means that you haven't been in this station for 2,500 years.
Yeah, that refers mostly to a Buddhist expectation of Maitreya to come 2,500 years after Buddha. In the sense of Maitreya is the next Buddha to come, that for 2,500 years there was no Buddha on earth. But of course, also there are other stations that I haven't been for 4,500 years, as Abraham and other prophets who came before Buddha. So that point mostly led to the Buddhist expectation of coming of Maitreya. So that is a very narrow way of saying in over there, but in that moment that is what came through that declaration at 2,500 years as Buddha, because really that the mission call was mission of Maitreya. So Maitreya is the Buddha to come, and the Buddha has not been here for 2,500 years. So that is what it relates to.
I have another question, if I could.
Go ahead.
Recently, in the news, they're talking about the cloning of a human, and I was wondering what the consequences there with the DNA between the unit consciousness or the spirituality and that DNA, since the humans are kind of calling that body into being, and how that will affect the unit consciousness that attaches itself to that body when it comes to life and starts exchanging the prana.
And you talk about the spirituality being tied to that DNA, and I was wondering what the consequences of humans cloning, so to speak. Sure, actually, we were discussing it with a couple of people, and then we heard about it. And probably we are the only religion, only revelation that had no problem with it at all. You know? As we heard, the Christians, Jews, and Muslims, all three great religions on earth, they oppose it. And say, no, it is bad, it's no good, you know, what they're doing is, you know, immoral, you know, and all that. Actually, it's not a big deal at all. How did God first creation of being? It was amoebas and a small little cells that one center became two, and then they split to two. Even those animals, they are male and female at the same body, that they can make their own children. And then God created egg, and animals used to put eggs on the ground. But what do they have to do? They have to eat the egg and go get food and all that. What happened to their eggs? Other animals came and ate them and destroyed their eggs. Then God created a pouch for them, and like a kangaroo, so they could put the kids in that pouch, then they can take them with them. And the ultimate manifestation of this evolution was, hey, create a womb, put it in the womb, so everything the woman goes, the kid goes with them. So it is much more safe. God is logical. He goes a step by a step by a step to create a better system. That's exactly what the mission is. It improves itself all the time. So God created womb, and that was the greater way. If you look at the womb and the way the child goes through the different periods of the development, then you can actually see the educational evolution in 60 million years of evolution of humans. Even before the kid is born, he's a fish. Where is he living? In the water. And then he comes and starts breathing outside of the water. So they said the evolution doesn't exist. Look at the kid in the womb, how it evolves itself to a human. So we can see that. So this is being created or duplicated, you know, out of the womb of the woman for millions of years. Now they have found that they can create everyone out of the womb, and they make such a big deal out of it. Hey, it was there before. Now they are doing it again. You can see that creating seed and putting the seed and the sperm together and creating a body is not really something new. It has been done before. It is in the evolutionary process. Now they are doing out of the thing. The moment that seed evolves to a body, of course, there are billions and billions of souls out there. They love to have a human body. That's why in the Buddhist teaching, being human is an incredible achievement. To be here itself, you have been very blessed even to be in the body, and then wasting this body without progressing toward the higher consciousness and a greater degree of understanding God and yourself, you are vested a wonderful opportunity that God gave you. And who knows when God is going to give this opportunity again to you to come back to this body. So again, you have the obligation to become more and more in a greater degree in the self-realization and higher level of understanding God's way. So to us, cloning is not a big deal. It's not something that it's not done before. God has been doing it for billions of years before, because eventually he created the womb to put the child inside the womb. And the reason for womb is that child is much more safer. Okay. You can get the child out of the womb. What the birds do, they put eggs out. But which one is safer? In the womb or as an egg? Of course, in the womb. It is much safer that way. But of course, there are ethical and probably social issues come with cloning. Because now the human has a choice to choose what gene he will use to create the clone. Before that, the man and the woman fall in love and they get married, they have a child, and there was a kind of a emotional bound related to the child who's been created. Now, of course, the decision is the person in the laboratory decides one gene goes with one. How about, they decided just created all the smart people, just created, take the gene of all the prodigies and create only all prodigies. Or create very powerful people that they are created just make wars. So now they have the ability to create the bodies that manifest qualities that maybe is not as diverse as we have it now. Okay. So those are ethical issues comes in, which humanity have to bring some kind of a restrictions and laws probably to be able to control. But at the same time, they have the law that they shouldn't be doing it, and they are doing it. So how much that law is going to work, also is pretty much in question. Probably the best way is that create societies that they have higher ethics, and the people have the ability to make decisions is not based in selfishness and egotism and self-centeredness, and therefore again we go back to the commons of life. If we create the commons of life, people with a higher ethic, they will not clone just for a specific purpose. They might clone, but because a couple can't make a child, and that might help them to have a child through cloning. Of course, the other way is the surrogate mother, that they have been doing it before. We even made that one easier and simpler for people if they want to have a surrogate mother or somebody to have a child. So, in the essence, the less cloning seems to be better. You leave it to the spirit and God to, manifesting. But they are going to do it. It was a matter of when they're going to do it, and they have done it. And it is not a big thing, but it does bring some ethical questions, and probably people who are doing it have to be very high in the spirit before, they can approach this new faith. If there is a human body, a soul is going to enter it. No matter how you created it, because there are so many souls want to come in human body. Go ahead, Sound of Truth.
Actually, was in last time too much in the news about what you was just saying about human cloning and atomic engineering. It's not only the story about that, but the whole story, what the aliens movement brought to the world is about the starting of life on Earth. They were claiming that life on Earth start by cloning, and people just come from the space and they came to the Earth and start life on Earth by cloning. I don't know how much through this story. It's up to you to tell me.
What do you mean?
Against the will of God or not? Thank you.
Now you put a great responsibility on my shoulders. It's up to me. I think that organizational people who follow that thinking, they test their understanding based on the book, and these people are very advanced in technology, and that is when they come to Earth and they created the new human by cloning. Then they explain how the belief is based on the belief that these people in regard and Jupiter and all those beliefs also come from that encounter of this planet. Therefore, the cloning was the beginning of new human. The human that are living on Earth, they're not completely good like us. It's a very convincing book. It's a very interesting book. But, of course, we know who created everything. Even if there's this planet is there, who created the planet and all those advanced people in it? There has to be a God. There has to be a creator of anything that we create on our mind. So it is, that is what their beliefs are. But cloning by itself is not. They still need gene. They still need basic of creating a body. Who created that? They're really of the creator. Let them create gene, create the soul, and the system that when you put them together, you create the body. The very basic of it is created by God. The only thing they do is they put them together. So it's not a big deal. So that is the part they're going to get stuck because that is the problem with the science. That's the problem with this explanation. They never go beyond very superficial looking at the thing. You put this chemistry with this chemistry, you get this one. But who made very originally that chemistry that when you put this chemistry, you get this one? That is the creator. That is the mind behind the universe. They don't go a little farther than the, you know, artificial thing to think of it. So we can see that, yeah, they have a very convincing book, they have a very convincing theory, but even then, they have not gone a little farther than what they believe, which God is behind it, and therefore cloning is not just a big thing. If they want to create life, create consciousness, that they cannot create the tamaguna, sattvaguna, rajaguna, consciousness. They can do that. Those things is God. Those things is created. This creation. Those things they cannot create. Therefore, they have to go beyond little things that people believe, but realize that beyond all those things, there is a creator. And actually, in a way, we believe that man was changed after the flood of Noah. God created a new man. Okay? Before the flood of Noah, they were mostly a spirit. And then, can we call that God cloned a new human to new things? Okay. We can think it that way. Okay? But we say God, it was really God's will that to happen. Not that another planet came, just they decided to do it, and God has nothing to do with it. See, that's another, again, another human way of explaining and putting God out of the picture. That is what the humans realize. They have to bring God all the time to picture. If you put God out of the picture, that is when the problem starts. We become separated. We become, you know, we see a little vision instead of saying the greater vision that God is behind it. Go ahead. J-R-V-L-A-S.
Hello, thank you for the hospitality and the invitation. I'm new to the room. This is my only second day. And I want to say that maybe perhaps why I'm here is to just be a witness to what's going on. I can relate to you a little bit of what occurred to me yesterday while sitting in the house and speaking. The Maitreya, who I don't know, but for 2 days, appeared spiritually to me, and as he was there by me, dressed in layers of clothing, was sitting there for a while, and God revealed to me who he is, and the voice spoke and said, he's an anointed one. He's a Christ anointing, a Christ spirit.
And
then for a while, it was very hot and changing and everything. And then about 5 minutes later, God took them both up to the throne, and we both were there, and God said to Maitreya, he needs your help, meaning me, and was pointing to me. And he said, you need to listen to him. So then when we came back, but before that, the Maitreya said, I have been given by God spiritual authority over you to listen, but I heard that. Then when we came back, he gave me a yellow sunflower. And then I heard God say that the Maitreya has the gift of giving people the self-realization. And I guess in addition to all of this stuff, I've realized personally in my life the things that he's saying have occurred to me about putting the self down, the ego down, even the free will, abandoning everything to have God's spirit fill us. The instruments of that is listening. In addition to that, I heard a comment a little bit earlier about a 2,500 And again, the Spirit of the Lord confirms and witnesses through you that this man has that spirit in him, of that return of that prophecy. I don't know what it is in this minute, but I can tell you that he's the one who cares to
he has the Spirit of God.
Cool. So, thank you for listening to me. I think that's about all I have to say.
What was the question?
Okay, apparently there was no question, but that is an explanation, and of course some of the things you say is true. This is the revelation that God has told everybody to come, and it is the revelation that, you know, is from God, and hopefully I'm helping other people also to realize themselves, and hopefully what you say will be revealed to other people as well. But it's not enough to receive this revelation or understanding that God sends this revelation, but also become committed to it, to come and get behind it and work very hard for it, and realize yourself in the process. And in the comings of light, the purification comes in a greater degree, because you have to look at yourself. You have to be honest to yourself, the people around you, the people you live with, and become one inside out and completely overcome any trace of impurity in you, and that is self-realization, that is progress, that is becoming one with your essence, and you cannot leave a lie in your life, because the moment your oneness with the mission and your other kind of life is not the same, you will be lying to yourself, and you are not one with God yet. But we do not expect anybody who wants the mission knows that or be that, but that is the line should be, will happen to them, hopefully, and become very perfectly progressed in their consciousness. And that's good that you receive these things, but next step for you is now follow God's will and see what He said, and understand the teaching in a deeper level, and eventually dedicate your life to do it. And as you dedicate your life and you come to the mission, of course we all work with the dedicated people, and eventually hopefully we will have the facilitating body to manifest the kingdom of heaven on earth. All right, that was no question, of course, in it. I'm just explaining what you received is true. And if there's any other question, go ahead, raise your hand. I'll wait a couple of more minutes. And if there's no question, I understand. It's been explained for the last 22 years or more, and many, many questions have been answered. And there's not much of a question really left. And actually, one thing we just added to the to our website, it is the search engine, in where the CD-ROMs are. If you go there and if you enter any topics you'd like to know about, you don't have even send a question here anymore, you want to know about anything, go to the website, you know, search for it, and it's going to tell you exactly what CD-ROM has it, and actually you even can listen to that CD-ROM or that song right there in the website and see what was in it. Or of course you can order it, either way is fine, because that's why you hear the words, that's our goal. Go ahead, Brad.
When you were answering my question, you talked about the evolution of the physical, you know, and partly how you see that through the human being when it's born. I have a question concerning the evolution of the spirit, or of the unit consciousness. The unit consciousness that now attaches itself to this body that I have now, did it evolve and one time was attached itself to simpler organisms as, you know, as evolution went through, and then attached itself to the fish and to the bird, and then to the, you know, as it got higher in the physical, was that a, you know, my current unit consciousness, a one time crude consciousness that evolved through all those different manifestations?
Yeah, so that is where we differ from the evolutionary theory. In evolutionary theory, it says everything evolved from the amoeba and very simple organs. We do not say that. We say that there was a range of consciousness, a hierarchy of consciousness in the universe. There were consciousnesses that were closely close to God, and there were consciousnesses that were not as close to God, and they created the solid factor. and as of course the evolutionary process evolved itself, body of animals are created, but the consciousness would enter the body of animal, but the conscious of animal, of course animal consciousness, you know, progress in a little bit to a higher level, but in the higher level animal evolved higher consciousness in that level into the body, and then the human body was evolved the consciousness in that level created, you know, into that body of human. So it is kind of a two way of evolution in our explanation. One way is if you have a body, you will evolve in it, and if you progress, you evolve to a higher level of consciousness or higher body. And if there is a body present that it can accept a higher level of consciousness, it will invite that consciousness to enter it. So it's not that everybody went and start from the stone and then went to amoebas and evolved to the higher thing. It is a physical body which evolves to the higher level, and the consciousness in that level enters it. That is why God knows already what is the next evolutionary process, and then He creates the body for the next evolutionary step and consciousness to enter it. So it has two ways of looking at it. One of them is, yes, the animals evolve to a higher consciousness, therefore they evolve to a higher evolution process. In another way, there are consciousnesses that they are in a higher level. When the body created that, accept that from the higher level of consciousness, that consciousness enters that body. So it is more evolved in our explanation of evolutionary process than the scientific way that only look in one-dimensional way of how things evolve from the lower level to higher level. So there are consciousnesses that are in different levels, and there is evolutionary process that brings the physical body to different levels, and when the physical body can accept that kind of consciousness, the consciousness enters it. And also, of course, every animal evolves to the higher level in evolution. Our explanation is different than scientists' explanation of evolution. Ours is based on the spirit and God, and that is exactly how it was before the flood of Noah. The flood of Noah, man was more a spirit. They didn't have our body. They didn't have, you know, they had the sky open. Actually, the spiritual world was more real to them than physical world. Just like the shamans in Australia, they have some connection with the spiritual thing, you know, that a lot of other people don't, because they are more connected to the spirit, and that's how you remember. Now we are going back again to become more connected to the spirit, but at the same time, we accept the physical body as a part of our spiritual progress. That's what, in a part of our teaching, everybody should be provided for the physiological and safety. That's what providing the physiological and safety need in the mission is also a part of the spiritual progress. You have to provide for the physiological and safety need first before we can ask you, okay, now we can see and meditate. Go ahead, JR. I hope you have a question there. Go ahead.
Yes, I do. Thank you. When a person reaches a point by God's grace where they're drawn into Him and they begin hearing the voice and are getting filled with the Spirit, and then, you know, the self dies and the things are put away. And thank God I've been healed of a lot of things. You know, I'm not sick anymore. So then the voice is given to the person with God inside of them to speak to all these cultures and peoples and be stripped of preconceived ideas or notions and just be a love instrument. Okay, then after that, I don't know what to do next. Maybe that's why you're here to help me.
Okay, well, healing and hearing voices, all that is the city, the power that is the birth, everybody's birthright. And so it's not only you might have those powers, everybody else has those powers. Also, when you hear voices, you have to be very careful. What kind of voice is it? Is it from God? Is it talking the same thing that God revealed in His scripture? So there are people who are hearing voices and they are in asylum, and they talk to themselves, and they think, you know, they are connected to some voices, and they are not. Their ego is so warped that they can hear something that is not godly. There are people, they heard voices that told them to go kill someone. God doesn't do that. You know, God doesn't give you order to go kill her. And then they were caught, they said that God told me to go kill these people. So the voices can be very deceiving and dangerous. I would be very careful and meditate on those voices and go to the scripture to see those voices saying the same thing as God says. And if you are close to God, the next step for you is to follow eternal divine path, realize His teaching is the highest revelation to humanity, and realize that if you are godly, you will follow eternal divine path. If you are hearing voices and you have created a big ego that I hear the voices and I heal and I am great and everybody is here for me, then that's a dangerous path you're treading, and it's not going to take you to God, but it's going to create the bigger ego. Of course, the bigger the ego, the greater the separation of God. Therefore, be very careful with the voices. You know, usually we say not very many people hear voice of God. Actually, as it's been revealed through our teaching, God prophesied for thousands of years before a revealer that hears His voice most clearly come to humanity and reveal the revelation to man. As Prophet Muhammad also said, you know, God may reveal something to you from behind the veil, but not directly. And even then, the voice of God is not really a voice, it is a revelation, it's a realization, it is a certitude of what you heard is so true and powerful and profound that you have no choice but to say yes. It makes sense, it helps me and it helps the humanity, but if the voice only talks to you and tells you things, I would be very, very careful with it, and I would meditate on that, and probably will not listen to the voice that comes to me, because the voice of God is not really a voice, it is understanding, it is a revelation. That's what the Muslim call wahy. Wahy is kind of a, that's what Prophet Muhammad just received. He received wahy. The only voice he heard really was the voice of Gabriel told him to read. After that, it was a revelation. It is about certitude of why you receive makes sense. So, know God. Know God's way. Know the way He does things. He doesn't come through the voices. He comes through the back, through the revelation, through His prophets, through His scriptures. So read the scriptures and know God and His ways. And if the voice is saying differently, then be very careful and don't listen to it at all. But if you want to know what is the will of God, it is in our teachings, in our revelation, in Job, it clearly says what is the will of God is. And the will of God is to follow the eternal divine path. Meditate, awaken your spiritual forces, create the comets of light, sacrifice for it, surrender and submit to God, and become a universalist. Therefore, you become an elect, being the king of heaven on earth, and you will enter the heaven and where God is. I hope this helps you in your spiritual progress. Actually, some people even can say their spirits of the people who are dead, and they have even had a program in television, you know, tell the people what this brother or that sister of yours said and that. And then you go to the Bible. What the Bible says? The only place in the Bible that somebody evoke the death or brought death to being was the Paul asked a sorcerer to bring the spirit of Samuel back and ask him some questions. For doing that, God cursed Saul. So are we following the word of God? Are we following the scripture? Are we following what God says? Or are we following a kind of a wrong teaching and wrong thing in the society? So don't follow people, don't listen to any voices, but listen to scripture and God's way. And if you don't, then you will be in trouble, and it creates a big ego, and you think you're better than everybody else. You're not. You know, everybody is equal in the eye of God, and everybody is a part of God. In some teachings say you are God, and people say, yeah, I'm God, they feel so good about it, and after what they think they are God, nobody else is. And when everybody is a part of God and is God. So be very careful with the voices. Be very aware of God's word and follow them. Otherwise, at the long run, those who do not listen to those words of God will suffer the consequences.
Okay?
And all of you hear the word of God and go to our website, read our books, our revelation, and become familiar with what we teach here. And realize that you are elect, overcome any trace of ego, and pure channel to God, and know His word and His ways. Come and join us. Complete dedication, complete understanding, and help to create the facilitating body on earth, eventually bring many, many comings of life all over the earth, and bring the kingdom of God on earth. I give you all God, meditate. If you have any questions, go to the website, enter the search engine in our e-commerce, see if it's been answered. You'll listen to the answer. If you find the question has not been answered, bring it next month. Let us add that to the questions in the website, and eventually we reach a point that all the questions are answered and they can go and read it there. And eventually we all concentrate on working on the mission, because all the questions are answered. We don't have any questions left but to do the work. Tell everybody, God's peace.